News Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Soundbites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 5th of July, Anno Domini 2003. This is Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Craig Schaller.
And before we get to the news, let me just say on this day after our Independence Day, I wish each and every one of you freedom, peace, and safety. And I would like to say to all, because I know that there are a lot of folks overseas who listen to this show from the archives, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you. Thank you for everything you do for us, putting yourselves out there on the line every day. I'm sorry you can't be here with us, but thank you for being out there.
Well, if it's like anybody else, I got my nephew coming home. I just found out Ryan Enright is coming home, excuse me, the middle of this month, and hopefully we'll do a celebration then. It is, as we saw just this past week, some of the Marines from the 8th Tank Battalion just got home, and big fanfare there waiting for them, you know, the loved ones waiting and greeting and just glad to have home safe, you know. Unfortunately, the other individuals that, you know, gave their lives to make the country that we do live in right now so great, it's through their dedication and phenomenal service that makes it as great as it is.
Yep. Thank each and every one of you.
Matter of fact, there's still, I think, tonight and tomorrow night, if you folks have nothing to do and want to go see a fantastic production right now, it was extended for this past week, was 1776 over at GEVO.
Yep.
Went and saw it last week, and we're still talking about it this week, the folks that we went to see it with. You know, it was just very moving. You know, I couldn't have timed it better, but so much that we learned there that I didn't actually in school.
Right.
Like in school, it was never taught that the slavery was a big issue in signing the Declaration of Independence.
Yep.
The other big thing is, all right, we all know Paul Revere was oneth by land, two-oth by sea.
Right.
What was it?
Lanterns in the old North Tower.
Yeah, but what was the signal?
One lantern if by land, two lanterns if by sea.
But what was the final decision?
Oh! That's a lovely question. One.
No,
two?
Two.
Yeah,
no,
I had a 50% chance. Of course, I screwed it up.
We should have had that as a trivia.
Yeah, that would have been a good one. That would have been a very good one.
Well, we could also do, like I say, slavery was the biggest issue. What state, though, was the last one to sign, and when did they sign?
I'm sure that was New York.
Yes, it was.
I don't know.
And they didn't sign.
Well, they didn't sign until, like,
July
9th. Yeah, all right.
Unbelievable. But, yes, thank you for all our great troops and the great job they're doing out there to make this the day that it is, that we can sit back here and be out in our patios or whatever, doing whatever we want because of the free country that we do live in.
That's right. And don't forget that today is the date that we defeated the British and Canadians at Chippewa, Ontario. That was in 1814.
A little before my time.
The War of 1812. In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Butcher down the Miami. All right. Enough of that. Okay.
Let's digress.
Let's go to the news quickly before somebody decides to take us right off the air.
I was just saying, I think we're running some history show right now.
Yeah, right.
All right, I'll jump in there then. Japanese company NEC Monday revealed a prototype of a laptop computer that runs on methanol fuel cells. They've been talking about this for years, and actually they're going to roll out this new production of laptops in the first quarter, I believe, of 2004. Right now these cells will only last 5 hours with a single cartridge fuel cell, but they plan on within the next 2 years to make it run continuously as long as 40 hours.
40 hours.
That will be fantastic. And you can literally, you know, recharge these by just filling them up with more methanol, which you'll probably be able to buy, you know, some refill dispensers. It's another great gig for some companies to get into.
Exactly, third party.
You do recharging, you know, that you, you know, whether it's an injector or whatever, that be able to recharge them, and away you go.
And it's cheaper. It's
well,
environmentally more
yeah.
friendly.
You don't have all those dead batteries going. You know that you got to now find landfills to store them and have that.
And can you imagine being away from the plug for 40 solid computing hours?
Well, for folks that travel, this is going to be a godsend.
It's going to be great.
I mean, now with, you know, airports, that you've got to be there an hour to 2 hours ahead of time. So you're there, and then you're waiting around for your flight, and then you go with the different connections. You know, some trips are even taking longer now to be able to sit there in an airport and do, you know, hook it up to your cell phone or whatever it is, and be able to do all your computing for that long?
Yep. And
that's
I have
great.
I have at work, I have a tablet PC, and it kills a battery when you're actually using
yeah.
it. I can't get through, and unfortunately I go to a lot of 2-hour meetings. I can't get through a 2-hour meeting
no.
with that thing. Be real nice to be able to do
well,
that.
Well, even if they want to take a DVD
yep.
along, you know? I mean, this would be phenomenal.
Yeah. It'll be great. And then, of course, once the technology is proven, we'll start seeing fuel cells in portable DVD players, in your little music player.
Oh, it's going to be all
everything.
Over. Yeah.
It's going to be in everything.
It's going to be a great improvement.
A couple of quick items. I'm sorry, did you have something?
No, go ahead.
A couple of quick items here. Microsoft has patched a hole in its .NET Passport Identity Management service. They have a secret question feature which helps users who have forgotten their passport password. Unfortunately, there was a flaw in that, so pretty much anybody could get that secret password. But they have now fixed that. Passport is what you use. You have to get a passport when you want to get Microsoft's Instant Messenger service. If you want to use Hotmail, you have a passport account. Pretty much anything you do with Microsoft these days requires a passport account. Of course, you can also use it for banking and for all kinds of other things. So you may have a passport account and not even know it, and that will relate to today's poll question.
One other thing, though, we should talk about, and it's been all over the news, is about tomorrow.
Let's talk about that after we take
yeah.
a break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Craig Schallert, and me, Nick Francesco, on the greatest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites, on 1180 WHAM.
Hollywood's best releases are at the Regal Cinemas, now offering the Crown Club Loyalty Program. Free membership, fast registration, earn free movies and concession items every time just for seeing your favorite movie. Gift certificates also available. They never expire and can be used for box office or concession purchases at over 400 Regal Cinemas nationwide. Stadium seating, amazing digital sound, senior specials, Super Saver discount tickets. Catch all the new releases at the Regal Cinema at Eastview Marketplace or Culver Ridge. See you at the movies.
You're out there, and you know who you are. Oh, you think you can hide, but you can't hide forever. One of these days, you'll break down, and then you'll see. It's not so bad. Then, like the rest of us, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. If you don't own a home computer, I'm talking to you, and I'm talking to you about the fantastic home computer package from GreenShield Computers. For only $499, they'll build you the perfect starter system, fully loaded with all you need for email, web surfing, home finances, digital pictures, music, movies, and more. It's powered by an AMD Athlon processor and is easily upgradable. Plus, you get GreenShield's local service and support. With GreenShield, there's no excuse. Don't miss out on the fun, the convenience, the connections a home computer can provide. Give GreenShield a call and get started with your home computer. For you, for your kids, for your life. GreenShield Computers, since 1984. Call 544-9580.
Taste and health. You want both in one cranberry juice? You want Northland.
Northland has a kick to it. I like that.
It says 100% juice on their label. That tells me it's healthy.
Cranberry raspberry, cranberry grape. I love all their flavors.
Northland. A great taste and the health benefits of cranberry. Only Northland has 27% cranberry in all 9 of its 100% juice cranberry blends.
I choose Northland because it fits my healthy lifestyle.
Northland. 100% juice, 100% refreshing.
What's the one key ingredient missing from the relief of allergies that hurt? The pain reliever in Advil. Yes, Advil. New Advil Allergy Sinus is a one-of-a-kind formula that takes the pain out of allergies in a whole new way. A recent study showed that when Advil is combined with its allergy medicine, you get better relief of your worst allergy symptoms, all with less of the medicine that makes you drowsy. Advance to new Advil Allergy Sinus and stop allergies that hurt.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
Sorry, I didn't mean to overstep on him.
That's okay. He's some other city. We don't care. He's never going to hear this show.
Yeah.
I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Craig Schaller.
And we're going to get to the phone shortly, but we have a few things to talk about. One is, I'm sure you've heard about the hacking contest that's coming up. There's a hacking contest out now. For a prize, to semi-okay prize, I guess, 500 megabytes of disk space.
Yeah.
A hosting company is putting it up. The hacker, to first hacker to deface 6,000 websites.
No.
600 websites?
600 websites.
Zero in it.
Yeah. But basically, they're not going to disable it. What they got to do is put, like, their stamp to prove that they hacked into the website.
Basically, they're vandals.
Yeah, they just alter it. They're really not going to take it down because then they can't verify it. Whereas if they go in and put, like, their stamp or their seal or their code to display something is the major thing so that they can, you know, be verified for the points.
Right.
And they get so many points to do this. Whether, you know, again, this could be just, who knows.
Well, some people are saying it's a hoax.
Yeah.
You know what? I can't imagine any hacker being stupid enough to do this at a time when every law enforcement agent in North America
is
going to be watching.
Yeah.
Because you don't announce that you're going to, hello, officer, I'll be robbing the Fifth Street Bank at 2 p.m. just to let you know. We're planning it now.
I'll be dressed in this and that.
Exactly.
Know.
Exactly. It's stupid. It's either a hoax or a bunch of morons. And if anybody gets caught actually doing this, they deserve it.
Yeah, and, well, the other thing is, too, you know, we say, well, we should clamp down on this. A lot of it, what they don't realize, and I've seen some other, you know, other news channels that say, well, we got to pass laws and everything else. Again, folks, it's a third world countries where, you know, they can literally do whatever they want. They pay government officials, and they look the other way. They're not going to, prosecute them or anything else. It's just not worth their time and effort.
Exactly.
And they don't have laws against it. They're lucky they have laws to govern their own ruling, crime in that particular country. So to think that, you know, we're all of a sudden going to go to, like, Taiwan or, you know, any third world country and say, oh, you can't do this. You're going to be arrested or prosecuted. They're going to say, uh-huh, sure, and
exactly.
Move right on.
Move right
so,
on.
So, you know, I mean, yes, you got to definitely, if you keep up to date with all the updates, like if you're running Microsoft XP, make sure you do all the security patches and that there. Any major companies, if they're worth their rock salt, they're going to have good protection up anyways, firewalls and everything else and gateways to stop any hackers in. So I don't think it's going to be as big as a thing. And like Nick said, you know, any wise person wouldn't announce it to the whole world so many days ahead of time.
Right.
So.
Right. Well, we'll see. It's an interesting. It'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow. If you indeed run a website, particularly in your home, you may not even know you're doing it. If you have Front Page on your system, the possibility exists that you are indeed running a website. I would suggest you make sure that your Internet Information Server is up to date or shut down on Sunday. The easiest thing to do is, particularly if you have a vanity site, you know, it's your picture of you and your dog and your cats, take it down tonight and leave it down until Monday morning. Trust me, nobody's going to miss it, and the chances of you being caught are pretty small. A couple quick things. First, our trivia. As you know, we have a trivia every week. Fabulous prizes. This week's fabulous prize is two tickets to the Regal Cinema to see any movie you'd like to see. All of Hollywood laid out at your feet. In fact, all of the world, the international cinema available at the Regal Theater is
yours. Some great flicks out there.
Is yours. Exactly right. So call in, and the deal is you have to pick up the tickets between 9 and 5, Monday through Friday, here at the studio. We don't mail them, so you're on your own. And today's trivia question, what's the first commercial program Steve Wozniak ever wrote, and for what company? That's what's the first commercial program Steve Wozniak ever wrote, and for what company? Also for a bonus, how much did he get paid? And just one last quick thing I have to tell you about this. I have found the coolest toy in the known universe. I don't have one yet, but I want one. And it's called the Neuros. It's the Neuros Audio Player. It's at neurosaudio.com. That's N-E-U-R-O-S audio.com. I hope to actually get one and give you a full report on it at a later date, but I'm going to just whet your appetite about this. It's an MP3 player. It plays, you know, you carry it in your pocket, you play MP3s through your headphone. But it has a couple of other features that just make me crazy. It's got a 20-gig hard drive that you can attach on the back, which is nice. It's got something called MiFi, so you can actually send your music via FM to a nearby radio and use its speakers. Think about how cool this will be in the car. But instead of having to wear headphones in the car or plugging it into a cassette deck thing, you just set it up, bing, hit the button, bang, you're on your way. I think it is very cool. It's got a whole bunch of other features, and like I said, I hope to be able to provide for you a full report at some later point when I get one. But the other thing I want to tell you about is that those of you who are Linux fans, this player not only plays MP3s, but it also plays Ogg Vorbis files. Ogg Vorbis is a new format which is smaller and richer sounding than MP3s. It also, the folks at XIPH.org, the people who created the Ogg Vorbis format, have released a Linux program to talk to the Neuros. So now those of you who have Linux boxes and have always wanted an MP3 player,
you're in luck.
You can get one. You can now get an Ogg player for that deeper, richer sound that you get from Ogg Vorbis formatted files.
Will it convert MP3s to their other formats?
This product doesn't, that I know of. It's only in beta right now, so I don't know what the full final feature set is going to be. But there are lots of programs around that do convert MP3s to Ogg, so that's pretty neat. You can also get rippers in Ogg and a bunch of other things, so it's pretty nifty stuff. That's the Neuros player at neurosaudio.com, N-E-U-R-O-S audio.com. If you feel the need to drool this afternoon, go check out the website. And anybody who's got one, call in. Tell us how magnificent it is. It has a bunch of other features, too. Like I said, I'll save those for the full report. But this is a very cool product, and you should take a look at it. The Neuros from neurosaudio.com. I'm pretty impressed. I want one.
Yeah, really.
High drool factor.
Ah, yeah.
Very high drool factor.
I think they should supply us, all three of us, with one.
You think so?
So we can beta test them.
Absolutely. We need to test them for our vast listener audience that it is the
and
right product.
And we can actually, you know, give a full evaluation of it.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't do it just by looking at the website.
No,
be able to do it. All right. We're going to go to the phones now. And we're going to talk to Jim from Springwater. Welcome, Jim. What's your question?
Hi, I'm having a problem with XP.
Yeah? Oh, you're the one.
It started out about once a week, my clock would lose about 2 or 3 hours. Then I'm on a dial-up.
Mm-hmm.
When I click on, I'm running Mozilla. I click on Mozilla, Mozilla would open up and it would auto-dial. All of a sudden, it stopped auto-dialing.
Mm-hmm.
It would come up with the window on the screen, and I'd have to click dial.
Okay.
Now when I open it up, it comes up minimized. I have to maximize the window and then click dial. My Norton, I have it set up to go out and get the updates.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't do it. None of the automatic things work. I run Stinger. I upgrade and run Stinger and Attleware at least once a week, usually twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
I run my Norton
mm-hmm.
at least once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Any ideas of why?
Yeah. All right. Let's first attack the time issue. Time issue is: have you tried changing the battery on that?
Put a new battery in. It still did the same thing.
Then you might have a problem with the Dallas clock chip on it. Is it a brand new system?
It was a year old last. I built it about a year ago last March.
So I'm wondering if it there's you know the Dallas.
Well, I'd immediately call the guy who built it.
Yeah. Because it could be just the Dallas clock chip on the motherboard, you know, that it's losing time, too. Because there's, you know, even though the battery, you know, charges those items
mm-hmm.
and keeps them going. So, because, see, that could also correlate to your Norton.
Exactly.
If the time is getting messed up. Do you have, DSL or Roadrunner?
No, I'm on a dial-up.
Oh, that's right.
I'm on FrontierNet.
Well, there is some clock programs that you can run, you know, in the background, and then when you connect, it'll check the Greenwich Mean.
Even when the time is correct,
mm-hmm.
because I checked that last Sunday. I have it set up to run at 8 o'clock on Sunday night
mm-hmm.
to do a scan.
Yep.
8 o'clock came around. The time was right. It didn't go out and do it.
Now, what version of Norton are you running? 2003?
Yeah, three. Yes, I am sorry.
And did you get the updates for it?
Yes, I did. I have a subscription.
All right, because there was an update, you know, relative to the updating. You might want to check out their website. I know McAfee had the same problem.
Okay.
And they had some issues around it not correctly automatically updating, even though you went in there and it said automatically updating.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as your Internet Explorer, if you go into
I use Mozilla.
Okay. Either way, if you go into XP and you go to your Internet connections.
Right.
And there's a dial-up feature, and
right.
within that window, there's usually never dial, dial if modem or network connection is not there.
It redials if it drops. If I'm connected,
or you can say always dial, and you want it to say always dial.
Okay,
you're not hooked up to a network. It's in the tool settings in that within Mozilla.
Yeah, that middle one basically says you have to establish the connection, but once it's established, I'll keep it running.
Okay.
Which it's clearly doing.
Where do I find this always dial?
Look in the tools in there. I haven't used Mozilla in a while, and I have to look around. But
I tell you what, Jim, stay on the line. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
But we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Craig Scheller, me, Nick Francesco, and you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
The Rush Limbaugh Program.
The views expressed by the host on this program could cause you severe discomfort
unless
you have courage. Because that's what this program is all about.
It is a daily pursuit of the truth, ladies and gentlemen.
And we find it.
Rush Limbaugh.
The views expressed by the host on this program make more sense than anything anybody else is saying out there, ladies and gentlemen.
Rush Limbaugh. America's most listened to talk radio program.
Rush Limbaugh. Weekdays, 2 till 5. On News Radio 1180 WHAM.
You and the family in the car. You're on your way to Niagara Falls, the casinos, or just someplace different. An adventure. Stop! And begin your adventure closer to home with the historic fun and award-winning cuisine of Tillman's Historic Village Inn on Route 104 in Albion. Tillman's Village Inn has four generations of family working to bring your family the old-fashioned care and courtesy of their delicious food and weekly specials. But don't just come to Tillman's Village Inn for the fine dining. Come for the historic adventure. Immerse yourself in early 19th century fun, from the Cobblestone Museum to the Ridge Road Station store. Plenty of farm markets, even a gift shop. And finish off your historic trip with a juicy prime rib from Tillman's Village Inn. Make the drive from the city for their reasonable prices. Make a day of it with history and adventure for the family. But be sure to make time for lunch or dinner at Tillman's Village Inn. At the corners of Route 104 and 98 in Albion, call 589-9151 for reservations to Tillman's Village Inn. And let the dining adventure begin.
Get ready. Get comfortable. Express is the place for real fireworks this summer. Right now, it's our amazing Coke 12-pack bonanza. Get two Coke 12-packs for $5. Now, that's really something to celebrate.
Get ready. Get pumped up. Stop at the screen.
Get ready to get even more at Hess Express. More great meals, more great deals, more of everything you're looking for. Like two Coke 12-packs for $5. No limit. Two Coke 12-packs, only $5 at Hess Express, your one-stop express shop.
Get ready. Get pumped up.
Here's another Hess Express deal so hot it's cool. Get any jumbo 44-ounce Avalanche fountain drink for only 69 cents. That's right, a big icy cold 44-ounce Pepsi Coke or Mountain Dew Avalanche fountain drink, only 69 cents. Another real deal from Hess through July 31st at participating Hess locations. Only at Hess.
Bob Matthews.
Sammy Sosa, 1-for-4, had a single, a long flyout, and 2 strikeouts, and no cork bat.
Weeknight, 6-8, on the Sports Leader, News Radio 1180 WHAM.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
This is Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or *1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
You know, it's absolutely true. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Craig Scheller.
And this is Soundbite, and we have Jim from Springwater still on the line. Are you there, Jim?
Yep.
Yeah, Jim, what we're going to need you to do is, even though you don't use it, if you click on Internet Explorer,
yeah,
and you go under Tools and Internet Options,
okay, or you can just go to the control panel and select Internet Options from there.
And there is where you can say Always Dial. Because, see, it's tied to the operating system.
Yeah, I'm in Internet Options right now.
And you see where it says Connections?
Connections, yeah.
And there should be one that, and always, you set it to Always Dial.
Always Dial my default connection.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the one.
That's highlighted.
Good. Then, oh, bad.
Then that's the one. Then that should automatically do it all the time.
I went through XP and I checked the setup. You know, it's configured to auto dial.
Mm-hmm.
Auto dial is the default.
Okay.
I never changed anything. All of a sudden, it just stopped doing it.
Hmm.
It's doing things that, you know, it's not hurting anything right now. I'm just afraid it's going to snowball into something else.
Yeah. Now, you said you're running Norton, and is the DAT files on that up to date?
Yep.
What's the date on those?
I just checked them yesterday, and they said they were up to date.
Okay.
I go out and I check it at least twice a week. Because
see, I'm wondering if something else is going on. One, I don't like the idea that you said you already changed the battery on that motherboard
and it's still having the problem.
Yeah, I changed the battery last Saturday.
Yeah.
And Tuesday or Wednesday, I started my computer, and the minutes never changed, just the hour. And it was like 3 or 4 hours slow again.
Is it, once it gets 3 or 4 hours slow,
yeah,
does it stay 3 or 4 hours slow?
I don't know, because when I notice it, I don't notice it all the time. When I notice it's slow, I bring it back up to the norm, to where it should be.
Well, what I was wondering is if maybe you've got it set for the wrong locale.
No.
Okay.
It only does it maybe once a week. Sometimes it's even longer than that. That it'll go with the time change. It's not like every time I start it up,
yeah,
the time changes.
You've got
nothing consistent there.
Right. You've got something more seriously wrong with your computer.
Yeah, like that motherboard.
Could it be a motherboard problem?
Yeah, that's what I'm tending to lead to, that, yeah, you know.
I have that's a Soyo Dragon Plus motherboard.
Take it back and see what kind of deal they'll do as far as replacing it, or, you know, if you have to pay a few bucks difference.
Mm-hmm.
I would change that motherboard. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, that's what my son was leaning towards, too.
Well, yeah, your son is right.
Yep. Yeah.
Because we've gone through
tell
everything else,
so
it almost sounds like there's a motherboard problem.
Yeah,
yeah, you're absolutely,
yeah,
right.
So you're running into these other issues, and, you know, it's having trouble doing the, you know, automatically dialing, even though it's set. Something isn't talking to something else.
Yeah. Like I say, I run Stinger, I run Adler, I keep all the everything.
Yeah. Is the modem on the motherboard?
Pardon?
Is the modem on the motherboard?
No, I'm running a Courier external. Yeah.
No, it's, yeah. It's a mother. It sounds like the motherboard.
Yep.
Give that a shot.
Okay, change
let
the motherboard,
know.
Huh?
There you go.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Before we get back to the phones, let's not forget today's trivia question. What's the first commercial program Steve Wozniak ever wrote, and for what company? And as a bonus, how much did he get paid? Our next caller is Joel.
We just need the company name.
No, and we want to know which program he wrote, what the commercial program was. Joel from Pittsburgh, New York. Welcome, Joel. What's your question?
Yes, gentlemen. I've got a Dell Dimension 4300S running XP Home, and it's booting only intermittently. Typically in the mornings, we'll come in, turn it on, and we'll have the no signal message from the monitor.
Yep.
Okay. If I can get it to boot by inserting a floppy disk, rebooting it, and then removing the floppy, doing Control-Alt-Delete, it will boot to the hard drive.
How old of a machine is this?
It's a 16-month-old machine.
If you do this without using the floppy, that is to say, turn the machine on, it fails to boot, leave it on for about 10 seconds, and reboot, does it boot anyway?
Once I get it to boot, it will continue booting.
No, I'm saying without the floppy disk.
Okay.
The reason I ask this is because it sounds like a heat-related problem.
And the hard drive.
Somewhere in the hard drive or the controller card or something. And what happens is when the machine is what it sounds like is there's a hairline crack in a circuit somewhere. A break in a circuit. You turn the machine on and it can't boot. But while it's on, it's heating up. What happens when the boards heat up? They expand. It expands enough to close that circuit. You reboot and it works.
And that's where I think I'd lean more towards the maybe even the circuit board on the hard drive. Because what you're doing is by rebooting, you're slowly kick-starting the... because, see, when the machine goes to boot up... It's got to spin and test to get the signal to know how large the hard drive is. And that's got to spin up, and then it goes through the rest of the cycle to get the signal for the monitor and everything else. So if that hard drive is starting to go on you, in other words, by rebooting, you're slowly, like, you know, like an engine, kick-starting it.
Okay.
Boom, boom, boom. And then finally, bam, it kicks in, starts spinning up enough revolutions. Yeah, you've got it warm enough now because those hard drives do heat up. They get quite warm.
Let me add a couple pieces of information, okay? When it won't boot, there are four diagnostic lights on the back of the motherboard.
Yep.
And those lights are off when it won't boot.
Yep. Yeah, it doesn't change.
Doesn't change
the diagnosis.
Doesn't change the diagnosis.
I'd have the hard drive.
Well, it changes where it might be. It might be on the motherboard, not the hard drive. But the deal is, you can change all these pieces yourself, or bring it to a reputable dealer like, oh, say, Green Shield or Enright PC Management, and have them do the testing for you because they can throw the card on another machine, the hard drive on another machine, and do the testing.
Okay.
But that sounds like where the problem is. I'm sorry. But we actually see this one a lot. You know, they send out a billion of these boards, and you're going to get one that's bad every once in a while.
Just can't be
particularly helped. If maybe when you installed it, you gave it a little extra push and flexed it a little too much.
You're talking about the motherboard.
Any one of the components that you install, any one of them, they're all just on these plastic boards.
Yep.
And so it's possible that that's what did it. Sorry, we got to take another quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Craig Shallard, and me, Nick Francesco, on the greatest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites, on 1180 WHAM.
This is Rochester attorney Frank Sigelski. I'll take your questions and comments on all areas of the law and our legal system. It's Answers for the Injured, this Sunday night at 7 on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Yeah.
people don't realize that paying rent is just like throwing your money out the window. The J.P. Morgan Chase Community Development Group Residential Lending Unit is making it easier than ever to find out about purchasing your own home. They'll take the time to sit with you and answer your questions before you even start looking for a home. Chase will provide information on how to estimate the amount of mortgage you can afford, how to budget and save for home ownership, and how to buy a home with a low down payment. On Thursday, July 10th, J.P. Morgan Chase Bank is offering a free home seminar at 36 Genesee Street from 6 till 8 p.m. Call 1-888-CHASE-11. That's 1-888-CHASE-11 to register. Don't put off owning your own home another year, because at Chase, the right relationship is everything. All loans are subject to credit and property approval. Program terms and conditions are subject to change without notice. Not all products are available in all states or for all loan amounts. Other restrictions and limitations apply. For down payments less than 20%, mortgage insurance is required and MI charges apply. Results of the mortgage affordability estimate are guidelines. The estimate is not an application for credit and the results do not guarantee loan approval or denial. Mortgage loans are offered through JPMorgan Chase Bank, JPMorgan Chase Community Development Group, Residential Lending, 1 Chase Manhattan Plaza, 5th floor, New York, New York, 10081. Copyright 2003, JPMorgan Chase & Company, all rights reserved, equal housing lender.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
The 4th is free. In celebration of Independence Day, Ruby Gordon Furniture says free. Free delivery, free financing for 18 months, and a wonderful free gift just for coming in. That's right. Stop what you're doing and get into Ruby Gordon Furniture for some of the lowest prices of the year on some of the best names in furniture like Broyhill, Lane, King Coil, Simmons. Savings in every department. But the sale ends Saturday at 9 p.m. Stop thinking about a new sofa. Now is the time, and the delivery's free. You remember the Lane gorgeous soft leather sectional? It's been marked down 33%, and it's yours with no interest for 18 months with approved credit. Ruby Gordon Furniture, serving Rochester for over 66 years, is having an Independence Day celebration. Free delivery, free financing for 18 months, and a free gift that you'll use all year long. Ruby Gordon Furniture, savings as much as 65% off some clearance items now through Saturday. That's Ruby Gordon, 3737 West Henrietta Road. Ruby Gordon, Rochester's furniture store.
Now, more than ever, you need the news leader. 50,000 watt, 1180 WHAM, Rochester. A clear chest.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett.
The Williams sisters from America played Wimbledon again. One sister was ailing, the other was more persistent, and the defending champ remains the champ. From the All England Club, Westwood One's John Todges.
Serena scored a 4-6, 6-4, 6-2 victory to defend her title here. She beat sister Venus, who was less than 100%.
It's really tough. It just shows what a great champion Venus is, and she's really inspiring for me.
Venus was playing with an aggravated stomach muscle injury and a wrap around the upper part of her left leg. Some wondered whether she could continue after asking for a medical timeout of the third set.
I came out because I just thought that the people, the fans, they deserved a final. That's why I was out here.
Well done by both, but Serena takes the championship.
And that's 6 Grand Slam titles now for Serena Williams. A denial from Chechen rebels that they were involved with today's bombing at a Moscow music fest. A woman with explosives strapped to her belt set them off when security officials questioned her at an entrance. Sky News' Jeff Mead with more.
She tried to get in. For some reason, she aroused a suspicion of police at the gates at the cash office. As she was arrested, she detonated explosives which were strapped in a belt around her body. Within 15 minutes of that explosion, there were 2 more explosions, another in that locality, close to where the first one came.
Police say a second woman, another bomber, blew herself up as the crowd of 40,000 was being evacuated. At least 14 people were killed at that Moscow concert, not including the suicide bombers. A graduation ceremony for Iraqi police recruits in the town of Ramadi. They were marching to a government building today and a bomb exploded. 7 people killed, more than 40 others wounded.
One resident said the police recruits had been warned not to cooperate with the U.S. or face the consequences. The blast came a day after Arabic station Al Jazeera aired an audio tape believed to be that of Saddam Hussein, saying he was still in the country and warning Iraqis not to give information to or cooperate with the Americans.
CBS's Lisa Barron in Baghdad. A woman with 2 kids on a bridge last night in St. Paul, Minnesota. All 3 wound up in the water under tragic circumstances. Here's WCCO's Bruce Hagovic.
The 24-year-old mother allegedly tossed her twins into the Mississippi as thousands were attending the nearby Taste of Minnesota. An eyewitness dived into the water and was able to pull the mother and one of the twins back to shore, but the other 1-year-old infant is missing and presumed drowned, according to Sergeant Ken Sass of the St. Paul Police Department.
An extensive search of the river conducted by St. Paul Fire Department to locate the other child was unsuccessful, and the child is presumed dead.
The rescued baby is in critical condition, and the mother, who's hospitalized in police custody, is being treated for possible injuries. Bruce Hogovic, CBS News, Minneapolis.
Cleanup this afternoon in the Chicago area. Gusty winds tore down trees and damaged homes. At the moment, 120,000 customers are without power. This is CBS News.
Honey, I know you're watching the game, but
yeah.
Have you seen the scale buildup on the sinks and faucets? How about the fact that the laundry is dull and scratchy, or that my skin is all dry? And I wish we had better drinking water.
Oh, why didn't you say so? Hey, Culligan Man.
Right now, your Culligan Man is offering both a water softener and drinking water for just $9.95 a month for the first 3 months. So trust the water experts. Visit Culligan.com or call your local Culligan Man today and say,
hey, Culligan Man.
Dealer participation may vary. Visit Culligan.com for details. Expires August 31st.
Hi, this is Dick Clark. You know, I always enjoy staying up late on New Year's Eve, but the rest of the year I love getting to bed early because my wife, Carrie, and I have a Tempur-Pedic mattress. Tempur-Pedic's revolutionary material leaves us relaxed, refreshed, and rejuvenated. Call 1-800-645-0707 for a free video brochure and a sample of the great pressure-relieving material Tempur-Pedic products are made of. Take it from Carrie and me. You're going to love Tempur-Pedic. Call 1-800-645-0707. This is Dick Clark wishing you pleasant dreams, America.
He's never publicity shy. Now British entrepreneur Richard Branson has left the ground, but not in one of his Virgin Atlantic jets. CBS's Steve Holt fills us in.
The British are very proud of the fact that 50 years before Kitty Hawk, Sir George Cayley's glider made a very brief flight in Yorkshire. To commemorate that first flight, the daredevil businessman Sir Richard Branson has taken to the air in a replica of the 150-year-old glider. Why do the Wright brothers get all the glory, Sir Richard?
The Wright brothers were also American, and perhaps they were better at publicizing things.
Cayley left the piloting to his coachman, who flew a couple hundred yards, crash-landed, and quit his job. Just as well, Cayley was working on a gunpowder-powered engine for the glider. Steve Holt, CBS News, London.
They were running in Pamplona, Spain today, not the annual Running the Bulls. Today, animal rights protesters ran through the streets. Some wore bull's horns or fake bull's heads and nothing else. The Bulls hit the streets on Monday. Dave Barrett, CBS News.
The day has ended. Amber skies blend to twilight blue. The world softens a bit around the edges, and you release all the cares of the day. Now is the time for Bella Sera wine. Bella Sera Pinot Grigio from Italy. Pour a glass, relax. It's going to be a beautiful evening. Or as they say in Italian, it's going to be a Bella Sera. Imported by Bellasetta USA, Hayward, California.
The news you need. The information that's critical. Hear it first, fast, and factual. News Radio 1180, WHAM.
It is so exhausting being a trendsetter.
Trendsetter? You?
It's so obvious. I get an earring and everybody gets an earring. I get a tattoo, everybody gets a tattoo. I get my Lancer at Carlisle Mitsubishi, everybody gets their Mitsubishi at Carlisle. The suit across the street, Carlisle Outlander. The totally odd chick down the block, Carlisle Montero. And then there's you and your Carlisle Eclipse. Carlisle Mitsubishi, Carlisle Mitsubishi. They're everywhere. I mean, sure, it's flattering, but come on.
And you're thinking it's because of you.
Well, shut.
Oh, man, you are so whack. Carlisle Mitsubishi guy, please, set this bonehead straight.
No problem, miss. Carlisle Mitsubishi of Fairport's out selling everybody. Because Carlisle's brand new automatic Eclipses and Gallants with air, power windows, locks, and CD are just $199 a month with absolutely no down payment. Plus, Carlisle's customers get a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Huge rebate. Or zero interest for 60 months. No interest and no worry. Because Carlisle can get virtually anyone financed. Find out why everybody. Carlisle Mitsubishi. Call 586-8080 or log on to CarlisleAuto.com now.
Stock number 7352 and 7514. Qualified buyers add tax and fees to 60 months, 60,000-mile payment. Then turn it in or buy it out. Excludes Evo and Spider.
Want better performance and gas mileage? Get to AutoZone for some STP extra concentrated fuel injector cleaner. Now at AutoZone, you can get two bottles of STP for just $4.99. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Here's your WHAM weather forecast for Rochester and Western New York. For the rest of today, partly sunny, hot, and humid, with the potential for strong thunderstorms developing, containing lightning, gusty winds, and heavy downpours. Highs near 90 for tonight. Showers and thunderstorms ending early with intermittent clearing overnight. Lows around 67. And tomorrow it'll be a bit cooler, partly sunny and seasonable, with a high of 84. Tuesday will be Monday will be partly cloudy with a chance for evening showers and isolated thunderstorms. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a risk of showers and thunderstorms early and highs both days in the mid-80s. Coming up, it's the second hour of Sound Bites. You can reach the guys at 222-1180 or *1180, 1-800-295-1180, right here on News Radio 1180, WHAM.
America's longest running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll free line at 1-800-295-1180 or *1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Craig Scheller.
And we're back with Soundbites. Don't forget today's trivia question. What's the first commercial program Steve Wozniak ever wrote, and for what company did he write it? And as a bonus, how much did he get paid? We're back to the phones, but before that, I just want to talk a little bit more about this Neuros, because I was
I'm in love with this thing.
I'm reading it online. Okay, so you have a broadcast tower in the palm of your hand now, right? Because it broadcasts FM.
And you can send it to any speaker system.
You can also send it to another Neuros, because the Neuros has its own FM radio built in.
Oh, cool.
Which means you can't get sound bites on it. We'll talk to them about AM soon. Yeah. Anyway, so you can send it to another Neuros. Here's the coolest part of this thing, though. You're listening to a song in your FM radio, and you know the DJ doesn't announce what the song is, any of that stuff. You record like 30 seconds of the song on your Neuros.
Mm-hmm.
You sync it with your PC.
It'll go out and look for it.
It goes out on a special database that belongs to the Neuros folk, 30 seconds of audio from anywhere in the song, and it tells you what the song is. That impresses me more than all the rest of the
put together. That's an extensive database to be able to do that type of searching. You think of all the millions of songs that are out there.
This is phenomenal. This is a phenomenal thing.
Yes, it is.
I'm very impressed about that. They have all kinds of other features, too. You should check them out at neurosaudio.com. We don't have one. They're not paying us. I just think this is a very cool toy.
But we should,
and we should get one. We should get at least half a dozen. There's no question in my mind. But that's neither here nor there. I'll clip this out. I'll send it to them.
Yeah,
that sounds like a deal. Okay, we're back to the, we're back to the phones. What's our next caller is Joe from Rochester, New York. What do you know, Joe?
Hi, guys. I have an old compact PC running Windows 95.
Mm-hmm.
I recently ran a quick restore program on it.
Yep.
And once I got through those two disks, it asked me to type the name of the command interpreter. And I'm wondering exactly how you determine that.
Command interpreter means that the command.com file and two of the hidden files aren't on the hard drive.
Okay.
What you do you have a bootable 95 disk?
I'm not sure.
Well, can you even get...
The command interpreter is called command.com. It's supposed to be at the root of the C drive, C:/command.com.
Plus two other hidden files, IBM DOS.sys.
It depends on which version of Windows you have.
And MS-DOS.sys and IO-DOS.sys, depending on the version of DOS. Two of those files should be there, well, that you don't actually see, but they're hidden files along with the command.com file for it to boot correctly.
But what this message says is, I don't know where command.com is, so you have to help me out here. It's not on the C drive.
You might have to reinstall it again.
If you've got a bootable 95 disk with the right programs on it, you may be able to win by simply typing boot from that disk, type sys, which is S-Y-S, short for system, space C:.
Okay.
And what that should do, theoretically, is put the command interpreter and those two hidden files back on the C drive so it becomes bootable. Now, unfortunately, in Windows 95, those three files had to be at the beginning of the hard drive. So if something else overwrote those blocks on the hard drive, then it's not going to allow you to sys it.
Right.
Okay, well, you know what? I'll give it a shot, and if it doesn't work, I'll have to go to a professional. Thank you very kindly.
Okay. That's exactly how it works.
Okay.
Thanks, Joe. Good
Thank
luck.
You, Joe.
At least you know the secret command to attempt at least to get your system running. Mm-hmm. Our next caller, Kathy from Chi-Lai, New York. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Peachy. Thanks.
I have Windows 98, and I run Outlook Express.
Yep.
And I opened an email yesterday with an attachment.
Uh-huh.
Well, it must have been too big because my computer froze. So I just shut it off, and I started again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't receive or send any emails anymore. And the error message says an Outlook Express store file may be damaged. Please run scan disk to verify and repair any damaged files.
One question for you.
Yes.
What antivirus program are you using?
Norton, and it's up to date. I just bought it off the internet. It's Norton 2000, and I just ran, immediately I ran Norton, you know, the scan,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't detect anything.
It's got the latest up-to-date files on it?
Yeah, since 7.4, it said my definitions are
good,
updated.
Good.
And so I don't think it was a virus. I think the files were too large or something, and it just damaged one of my files, my store files.
All right, you're using...
That's possible.
You're
that's
using
what,
Outlook, what?
Outlook Express 5.0.
All right, here's one way to try to patch it or correct it.
Okay.
You got dial-up or DSL?
I have Roadrunner. I don't know what that is.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, you've got a high-speed internet connection. What you might want to do is if in Internet Explorer, if you go up to, I believe it's the Tools, then the Windows Update, click on that. It will take you to the Microsoft Update page.
Okay.
And one of the first items that it can do for you is to install Internet Explorer 6. What you might have had is perhaps an attachment that was trying to open it up and it choked it if it was running an older version of Internet Explorer, especially if you were running 5.0, because the current version is 6.0.2 Service Pack 1.
Yeah, along those lines.
So if you go up there and get the update and update from 5 to 6, this might also correct the Outlook Express issue because it also not only updates your Internet Explorer, it also takes you up to Outlook Express 6, which then has the JavaScript in that can also handle attachments.
So you don't think the store file is damaged, though?
I wouldn't.
On my computer?
No, it still might be okay, and by upgrading it, you might still be able to recover from it.
Okay, so where do I go?
You go into Internet Explorer.
Where is that? Is that on the main
you
page?
You know the blue E?
Yeah, okay.
Click on that. You go to Tools.
Cool.
And one of the options is Update Windows Update.
Okay.
You click on that. It'll take you to the Windows website.
Okay.
It'll say, do you want to check for updates? You click yes. And what's going to happen is it's going to scan your home machine. Now, it'll come back with a number of updates that you can do.
Okay.
But since you're at version 5, the very first one that it's going to want to do, so it can also do the security patches, is update you to Internet Explorer 6.
Okay.
So you'll do that. It'll want to reboot. You reboot and connect, and then you can go back and do the other updates.
Okay.
All right?
All righty. I'll try it.
All right. Let us know.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
Bye.
Very nice. Okay. We're going to take another call. We're going to talk to Jeff from Farmington, New York. Welcome, Jeff. What's your question?
Thanks, guys. I've been trying to do the Windows updates.
Yeah.
I'm running XP. And every time I do the install on it, it bombs out, gives me a blue screen of death about three-quarters of the way through the installation.
Okay.
The one error that I was getting a lot told me that there was no more IRP stack locations. And then, of course, all those nice little zeros and all the numbers.
IRQ stacks?
No, IRP.
And you're trying to what are you trying to update?
Just the regular, going through Microsoft Windows Update.
Oh, okay.
Just getting all the, you know, the new updates that Windows puts out.
Right. What it sounds like is one of those updates was corrupted.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what it's tried to do is run into an area of memory that simply doesn't exist.
Okay.
I believe it's under Windows, or there's a folder there that says Updates.
Yes.
And I believe Microsoft's workaround for that is you have to delete those entries in the updates. And it'll want to, once you reboot the machine, it'll go back out there and want to redo those updates.
Okay.
Now, there'll be a lot of them now.
Yeah.
Right.
But you can also look through those updates and look at the dates on them.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. And you can maybe just start eliminating the most recent ones instead of having to do all of them.
Right.
Look at sort it by date, you know, the current ones, and kind of, you know, remember, well, maybe it was just, you know, umpteen days ago that it was working fine, only up delete up to that point.
This has been going on for probably like 5 months or so.
Then go back 5 months then, if that's how far they are, and, you know, try redoing them.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yep,
thanks. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enreich, Craig Scheller, me, Nick Francesco on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
It's music to your ears, fun for the whole family at George Eastman House with the popular concert series Garden Vibes. Thursday, June 10th, the Rustic Blues of Tarbox Ramblers. Relax in the lush garden while you dance and picnic on the ground. There's a cash bar and dinosaur barbecue available. Tickets are on sale now at Eastman House or get them at the gate. Concert starts at 6:30 and you can win them by listening to the Wham Morning News. Sponsored by Eastman House Council, City Newspaper, and friends here at News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Taste and health. You want both in one cranberry juice? You want Northland.
Northland has a kick to it. I like that.
It says 100% juice on their label. That tells me it's healthy.
Cranberry raspberry, cranberry grape. I love all their flavors.
Northland, a great taste and the health benefits of cranberry. Only Northland has 27% cranberry in all nine of its 100% juice cranberry blends.
I choose Northland because it fits my healthy lifestyle.
Northland, 100% juice, 100% refreshing.
What's the one key ingredient missing from the relief of allergies that hurt? The pain reliever in Advil. Yes, Advil. New Advil Allergy Sinus is a one-of-a-kind formula that takes the pain out of allergies in a whole new way. A recent study showed that when Advil is combined with its allergy medicine, you get better relief of your worst allergy symptoms, all with less of the medicine that makes you drowsy. Advance to new Advil Allergy Sinus and stop allergies that hurt.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Elliman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenshield Computer Services. Rush Limbaugh.
The minute the Democrats squawk about it, we've got to okay the money in order to get elected. Then what's the point of standing for anything?
Weekdays, 2 till 5, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Craig Schellis.
And this is Soundbites. Don't forget, we're waiting for an answer for that trivia question. What's the first commercial program Steve Wozniak ever wrote? And for what company did he write it? And for a bonus, I don't know what the bonus is going to be, just your name up in audio, how much did he get paid? Before we get back to the show, I'd like to talk a little bit about what you'll find on our website at soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y, Francis would like to remind you. We put up a poll every week. Last week's poll was about what you use your sound card for. The winner was audio clips on the web, followed closely. Two-vote loss to playing CDs on my PC. The lowest one was video clips on the web. 238 of you voted in that poll. Thank you, making it number 59 on the all-time hit list. This week's poll is just the tiniest bit different. Where did it go? I've lost it entirely. I'm just vamped till ready. Here it is. Do you use the Microsoft Passport service? We talked about the Passport service today and how it had a security flaw that has now been patched. Not many people were affected, Microsoft tells us, so you have nothing to worry about. They've patched it. Everything has been done. You don't have to do another thing. We're just wondering if you use it. And remember, if you have an MSN account, you use it. If you have Hotmail, you use it. A whole bunch of other things. And the choices are, yes, I love it, not on your Tintype, and huh? So far, we have 71 votes. Nope, 74 votes now, and not on your Tintype is 55% of those votes, followed by, huh? Only 7% of you seem to love it. In addition, once you're done with that, you can go over to my website, AskNick.com. That's AskNick.com, where in addition to getting questions, answers, and lots of interesting stuff on my website, you can also leave an opinion about this week's poll. And so far, we have 16 of them, several of which actually relate to the poll question. I'm very... very excited about that, since sometimes that doesn't happen much.
They get carried away.
At all. And don't forget the other stuff going on our website. The forums are about 50% of the fun of Soundbites. If you're not playing with us in the forums, you're missing a lot. Our very own Dave Enright has two important pages up right now. Every week he puts up a Dave's Tip. You should check out Dave's tips all the time to see if any of them are useful to you. And in addition, we've had this question about 60 bazillion times.
Yes.
Dave's put up a basic PK.
Go ahead. Say it again.
Basic. I'm a professional, ladies and gentlemen. Do not try this at home. This is the closed studio professional race car driver. Dave's basic PC configuration page. If you're about to put together a PC, Dave talks about the components and how they're useful and what they do. In addition, of course, Moody Blues 100 and Mars Guy 33 and a couple of other people now at this point are bringing us some secretly recorded phone calls. Tapped directly off the air from this show. You'd be amazed at the people we've talked to that somehow or another you didn't hear during the show.
Mm-hmm.
We have movie posters. We have the logo saga. And, of course, right at this very moment, we're on the show cam. But we're going to go back to the phones now at all those various phone numbers you keep hearing over and over. And we're going to talk to Perry and Henrietta. Welcome, Perry. How are you?
Good. I wanted to try to answer the trivia question.
Excellent.
Go for it.
I think it's Pong by from Atari, and $500.
Very good, not right, but very good. That's very nice. Pong is not the right answer, but you were very close, Perry. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. That's an excellent guess. Yes. However, it is not Pong. So that's. I'm sorry. Our next caller is Hubert from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Hubert. What's your question?
Hello, Nick. How you doing, buddy?
Peachy. How are you, pal?
I got a really weird question. My son's recently fixed up the old man with a computer.
Uh-oh.
And it changed my whole life. I don't waste my time on crossword puzzles anymore. I don't waste my time on
online.
Computer.
You should go to crossdown.com.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful site on the net.
For crossword puzzles.
For crossword puzzles. Oh. And it's a. It's a,
you can build your own even.
Well, I think I've got more better fish to fry now than that.
Yeah, I suppose that's true, but Sam Bellotto is the guy who runs that, and it's a local company.
Oh, yeah.
I love giving good things to the local folks. Pretty neat stuff. So you ought to check out.
Well, you've given a lot of good things to all the local folks. Remember the Mensa caper?
Oh, I remember Mensa very well, thank you. I knew this was you when I heard your voice.
Yeah. And
welcome to the 21st century. With your
we're
very
the
own
longest
computer.
Standing visitors. I did good in college, but I was afraid if I took it now, how embarrassing it would be if it was worse. I don't know why. I know I'm losing my mind anyway. Hey, here's the deal. I got an old TRS-100.
Yeah.
I got four or five of them or something. I used to use them when I was doing patent searching. And
yep.
They need the batteries. They have big print because the patent office has no bright lights.
Right.
In the reading room. It's government.
Right.
So is there any way that I could use that in my car if I lose it? What the hell? It's cheap, light, whatever. I can type on it if I'm away from home and then bring it home and dump it in my thing that's got Windows 2000 and like that.
I believe that the TRS, certain models anyway, of the TRS-100 had a serial port, didn't it?
All I remember is it uses an RS-25, I think it is.
Yeah.
Radio Shack with 25 pins.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it has a serial port or not. It's
got a printer port?
Yeah,
it's got a printer port.
Yeah, I got a printer for it. Yeah, I had a printer and I had inside the disc.
Well, then one way you could do it is you could get a product like LapLink.
Yeah.
LapLink 2000, through the parallel port, because it comes with both serial and parallel cables, you could then run the program on both machines, and it's like a mini network. You could literally drag the files from the old machine onto your new machine with running the LapLink program. What it does is you start it up on both computers. So say on the 2000 machine, it opens up and you get, once the other machine's running, it'll open up and say, oh, here's another computer connected.
Mm-hmm.
And it opens up like a double explorer window. One side says your machine, the other side, half of the window says the other machine. And it looks like Windows Explorer on both sides. And you can click and drag from one folder to the other or create another folder and move folders back and forth.
CRS 100 didn't have a regular, it wasn't like DOS. It was its own operating system.
The legend is that Bill wrote the program in 72 hours.
Yeah.
Without sleep. And I was just going to say, you mean the dumb old 100 will do that? It's pretty archaic. Mm.
Yeah, but I believe they had some form of serial port. And so you should be able to send the data out there, but I don't have that off the top of my head, Hubert.
Well, anyway,
we're going to look into that.
I'll get my sons to look into it. They're smart.
There you go.
Well, I used to be smart, but yeah. I got old.
Yeah, but you're still smart. I know you.
That's a good choice.
There you go.
Thanks, bud.
Thanks, Hubert. I'm sorry we didn't have the answer for that for you.
One thing we should mention, though, this Wednesday, the three of us are going to be at the Rochester Computer Society at Brighton Town Hall, and be talking to the group there. It is open up to the public, so if you'd like to stop on down.
6:30?
At 6:30 and check the meeting. I forget the what room it's in.
Well, it's on our website, of course. If you go to soundbites.org, one of the choices on that page, of course, is the Soundbites calendar. And from the Soundbites calendar, you can go to July... what'll it be, the 8th? Because I'm not there at the moment myself.
We'll be there, like I say, but we'll be there at 6:30, talking to the group, taking questions and answers.
The 8th, 6:30 p.m., Rochester Computer Society, Brighton Town Hall, Library Complex, 2300 Elmwood Avenue. Enter the library main entrance, turn right. Upstairs is the meeting room, and we're going to be talking. Dave, Steve, and I will be there speaking about whatever it is.
And it's open, you know, it's just not to members. The public is welcome to come and check out the group. It's a good way. You've heard us talking about, you know, getting other helpful information. Going to user groups is how Nick and I first really met and got going into this. And it's a great way of meeting other people, exchanging ideas, learning that much more.
It's not quite a roadshow, but we'd love to see you there. That would be kind of fun. And are we taking a break now?
No.
Is that what that
means? Oh,
yeah,
we
means?
Got it. Yeah,
see,
we got it.
See, you get these. It's a whole new language you have to learn. we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Craig Schaller, me, Nick Francesco, all of you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Savage.
Michael, I want to tell you, you are the funniest man ever. I want to know why you're not on every radio station in South America. I love you. You're so intelligent and your mind works.
So I'm really getting into your brain.
Well, I just got married and I don't have a job yet, and I sit and listen to you every day. And I come home and I tell my husband everything you say. And then I'm talking with a New York accent.
That's good. That's good.
Michael Savage.
I want to be a personal promoter of your turning our house into a Savage Nation.
Weeknights, 8 till 11 on News Radio 1180.
You know, radio could drive you crazy.
WHAM.
Gold Formula Beautiful Hair Breck is back.
When I saw the Breck shampoo bottle on the shelf at the store, I was really surprised. It was just the way I remembered it. The classic bottle, the gold formula. Of course I bought a bottle and I couldn't wait to get home and try it. It was amazing. The incredible Breck lather that I always loved and the unforgettable fragrance. But most of all, Breck left my hair feeling clean, soft, and manageable, just like it used to. Beautiful Hair Breck is back.
Try Gold Formula Beautiful Hair Breck, and your hair can be beautiful too.
My name is Becky, and I met my husband, Tom, on eHarmony.com.
It is possible to find your soulmate.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. We start with a personality profile that features 29 dimensions of compatibility. And if you go to eHarmony.com right now, we'll give you this $40 profile free.
My name is Tom, and I met my fiance Brenda on eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy couples out there tonight, thanks to eHarmony.com.
Summer's here, and we can't think of a better way to kick it off than with a new car and an extra $4,000 in your pocket. Because right now, General Motors is offering $4,000 cash back on every 2003 Chevy Cavalier, S10, Tracker, and Avalanche, Pontiac, Sunfire, Grand Prix, and four-cylinder Grand Am, Old Silhouette, Buick LeSabre, and GMC Sonoma. Or qualified buyers can choose 0% APR financing for 5 years. You can't beat it. So if you've been putting off buying a car or truck, don't wait any longer. GM's making it easy for just about anybody who needs a car or truck to buy one. $4,000 back or 0% APR from the Great American Car Company. Now through July 7th, just in time for summer. You know there's a car or truck that's right for you. Come find it. Monthly payment is $16.67 for every $1,000 you finance. Example down payment approximately 12%. Some customers will not qualify. Take delivery by 7703. See dealer for details.
Listen to the Wham Morning News for the Good Samaritan Vehicle, a service of Monroe Muffler Break-In Service and News Radio 1180, WHAM.
These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Soundbites on News Radio 1180, WHAM.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Craig Scheller.
And this is Soundbites. Before we go back to the phones, however, remember the trivia question for our fabulous prize. What's the first commercial program Steve Wozniak ever wrote, and for what company did he write it? And as a bonus, how much was he paid? We're going to the phones, and look at this. We are talking to
Argyle,
one of the mainstays of our forums, Argyle himself. Welcome, sir.
Hello, hello, hello. We're going to try and hit you up for some tickets here.
All righty.
Okay. I think he wrote Breakout.
Yes, he did write Breakout. For what company?
Well, I think he wrote it for Jobs, but I think Jobs was working for Norman Bushnell, the guy over at Atari.
You got it.
Yeah.
You win. Dang, you win. Very nice. Perry was semi-close. She had the right company, but the wrong product.
Yeah.
Now, you know how much you got paid?
How much do you get paid? I know that. Yeah, you know, being an Apple guy, I've read this before, but it's fuzzy in my head. So I'm gonna.
A lot of things are fuzzy in your head at this
time. Yeah, you got that right. You've obviously been reading my posts. I think he got paid like $400 or $500, and then Jobs got paid like $10,000 or $5,000 or something.
You're very close. He got paid $350 out of $7,000.
There you go. That was kind of like what happened to the Wizard of Oz, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep. Exactly. You win. Stay on the line, and they will take your information.
Okay.
And that means for the next few weeks, you sit on your hands and don't play the trivia question.
Oh, that's going to be tough.
I know. It's very tough because you know everything. So it's very hard, but we would prefer that people didn't win 2 weeks in a row. It looks
I don't think the station will allow that.
But there you go. Pick up the tickets between 9 and 5 during any weekday, and you're on the way to see Hollywood and the world cinema laid at your feet.
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, sir.
You know what?
Have a good week.
The wife just informed me.
What'd she just inform you?
That they talk in movies now.
They do. And they're in color.
Yeah, that's usually a good indication that we got to go to the movies. When she sits there and announces that to me.
Yeah, they're talking in them now, so take me, honey. Yeah, I know, been there, done that. Okay, our next caller is Dan from Parenton, New York. Welcome, Dan. What's your question?
Hello, guys. Thank you very much for having this show. I learn a lot from it.
Thank you.
And I do have a question about Norton System Works 2002.
Mm-hmm.
I'm running that on Windows 98 SE.
Mm-hmm.
I do a begin scan on it, and it does 7 scans okay, and then it gets to the hard disk integrity scan.
Yep.
Then I get a blue screen that says fatal exception 0E at 0028:7 and a 2.
Okay.
After that, I go to the Windows 98 SE scan disk,
mm-hmm.
and I scanned both the C and the D, and in both cases it says it found errors and fixed them.
Okay.
I would like to be able to use the Norton utility, but if I can't get past that, I don't know what to do.
One, the OE error is usually memory.
Well, I've got 512.
Yeah, no, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that's what the generic meaning for OE is.
Okay.
Is, it just blames it on somewhere in memory.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the problem that we get into, is you've got Windows trying to do its thing with scan disk and everything else, and then you introduce a product like, you know, the SystemWorks. SystemWorks, at best, does a 50-50 job at, you know, doing the same thing that Windows was already built to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you got two of them trying to do the same thing, and they want to take, you know, because they get loaded, they take certain areas of memory, and they trip on each other. Because Windows is also trying to do some maintenance. If you look in the scheduler, quite often you'll see it. It's in there to periodically do tune-up, defragging, or scan disk within the scheduler. And if that's sitting up in areas of memory, and then, you know, Norton's sitting there trying to scan memory and everything else and other areas, because those programs are TSRs, terminate and stay resident. So the two of them collide, and sometimes they can report erroneous errors.
Well, should I go to the scheduler and turn everything off?
Try turning everything off. And then see if that resolves the issue. But I have seen, especially with Windows 98, that that Norton Systems work doesn't always work 100% of the time.
In addition, if you have 512 meg of RAM on Windows 98,
that's too much.
It's very possible that the problem is memory management. Windows 98 doesn't really deal with more than 256 meg of RAM. Well, and while their software will handle that, Norton's will not. Norton wants the most memory it can have and assumes that the operating system is going to deal with it correctly. The other thing you might want to do is go to memtest86.com and download the memory tester.
I've done that.
Okay.
And actually, I put in a gig, and it didn't like a gig, so I went back to 512. And it got past the 512 when it ran all night.
How fast is your machine?
It's in the range of 900.
You would be best off with XP.
Yes, you'd love it.
Well, actually, I put the memory in because I was preparing the machine to go to XP.
Good.
And as soon as I get a few more dollars, I will go to XP.
Good. You'll be happier.
I know. I've got a notebook that Dave will be looking at soon that has XP on it, and that thing never fails.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Dan.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Dan.
Bye.
Our next caller is Bruce from Henrietta. Bruce, where have you been?
Well, since you dropped me giving the answer to the auto run problem, I've been having problems getting hooked back up again.
I apologize. What's the answer to the auto run problem?
We still don't know.
Okay, good.
Well, we have a new problem. Wait. I have at my office my PC, and I have XP Pro with the Service Pack 1. We're running Outlook 2002 with the Service Pack also. And the reminder feature doesn't function. On the calendar, where I've already gone in the, I guess, what is it? Options tool, whatever, all the way drilled down. Panels and windows, there are check boxes that aren't checked so that I'd have a pop-up and I'd have a sound. And I get neither. And someone on the forum tipped me off to a bulletin from Microsoft that said, hey, they got to be at the same place as your inbox or whatever. And it is on the server with my inbox. It's not on my hard drive or on my computer. So you guys might know more than Microsoft does. What do you think I can do to get my reminders to remind me?
Reminders never work, or
never worked on this machine. I've never seen them function. I've never heard them function. But the sound does work. I will get a noise when the mail is delivered.
And this is not Outlook Express.
No.
This is Outlook.
Regular
appointments and calendars and contacts.
And tasks, yes.
Yeah.
Any ideas?
Well, there are a couple of things.
Okay.
Make sure that the time and date and locale are correct on your laptop and on the server.
Okay, I'll have to talk to IT people about
right.
their side, and it's not a laptop, it's a tower, but okay.
Mm-hmm. Right,
you can
but,
just ask them.
Right, that's a pretty important thing. The other thing is that do you often see, if you're working offline, do you see the reminders?
I never work offline.
Okay. What you might have is a corrupt reminder item. Shut down Outlook.
I can do that.
Go to the command line.
I can do that.
And type Outlook/clean reminders, all one word.
Okay.
Outlook/, that's the divide by key.
Yes.
Clean reminders.
All one word.
Okay.
And the theory is that if you do, in fact, have any corrupted reminders, this one will fix them.
It will forget them. Okay. We can do that.
Give that a try and let us know.
Will do. You guys have a great weekend.
You Thanks. Too. You too. Have fun.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
And we'll see you Wednesday. Okay, thanks.
Now we're going to shuffle off to Buffalo.
Buffalo Joe from Buffalo. Hiya, Joe.
Howdy.
How are you?
I'm okay. You guys?
We're good so far,
but it's early.
Okay, so I happen to also have one of these Model 100 deals guy was calling about earlier.
Yeah.
What does he need to do with it?
He wants to be able to take notes at other places, library, whatever, take it around with him, and then bring it back home, connect it to his PC, and upload the data.
Okay. Well, the built-in ROM in it has a basic terminal program called Telcom.
There you go.
And it can upload and download files, but unfortunately all it is a text dump. Takes a file on the
local...
Well,
that's all you can save.
What?
That's all you can save are text files.
Yeah, pretty much. That and it has a basic interpreter and all that. But, yeah, I'm afraid he's going to have to go into, Kermit or Procom or one of those terminal-type programs in order to transfer files between his computer and the Model 100.
Yeah, that's what we thought. I just didn't know if it had a...
Yeah, it has one parallel port, one serial port, and a built-in 300 bits per second modem.
Ooh, baby!
Yeah,
hot machine.
That's actually a heck of a deal. You know, everybody's got all these other devices now that they're using to do this and that and the other thing. If what you really want to do is take notes somewhere and transfer them back to your computer, the TRS-100 ran on AA batteries.
Yep.
It had a fairly decent-sized keyboard.
Yep.
It was ridiculously light, built like a tank. How do you beat it?
32K of RAM, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, but when you're doing is saving tax, that's a heck of a lot of RAM.
Sure it is. And I have an update on our open office problem.
Ooh!
Unfortunately, that particular function we talked about last week, importing a plain text file into a spreadsheet, doesn't quite work. But I did find a nice workaround. Open up that file into a new spreadsheet.
Yes, and
that does work, and then you can copy the contents of the spreadsheet from spreadsheet to spreadsheet.
Yes, I did check that out. I did find that. Before we go to the break real quickly, I just want to tell you the next version of OpenOffice will not only allow you to save files as PDF documents right from the save menu.
Wow.
Actually, export. But in the presentation package, which is their version of PowerPoint,
sure,
you'll be able to save, to export, to Flash.
Flash.
Is that hot or what?
That's outstanding.
An actual use for Flash.
Well, we should tell folks what Flash is.
Flash is the, my daughter seems to have handcuffed herself out there in the hallway. I think I'll just keep those handcuffs because, I hope she can get out of them because I didn't bring my file with me. Flash is the format that shows audio and video stuff on the web. It's an animation program for the web. Open Office is a free office suite, word processing. Good, I'm glad she's out of them. Word processing, spreadsheet, presentation program, all that stuff. Absolutely free for the download from openoffice.org. And the next version will not only allow you to do PDFs, which you can do now, but in the presentation package, you can actually save your presentations as Flash, which means anybody can run them. We have to take a quick break now. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Craig Shallert, me, Nick Francesco, on the greatest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hey, honey, I rented some videos. Thought maybe we could just stay in tonight, snuggle on the couch.
Great. I'll put one in. Honey, this is a video about how to repair a washing machine.
I know. Shh. I love this part.
Have a passion for fixing things? Sears has over 4.5 million parts for all major brands of home appliances and lawn equipment. Call 1-800-4-MY-HOME. Click on Sears.com or come into a Sears Parts and Repair Center. Where can you find parts for all major brands, no matter where you bought them? Sears. Good life, great price.
I have a system for finding the right real estate agent. I look through the phone book until I find a nice-looking ad. Usually it's one of the bigger ads. And then I call. And whoever picks up, that's my agent. I guess it's really not much of a system.
Want a better way to find the right real estate agent for you? At LendingTree.com, you choose from up to 4 agents certified by LendingTree and get up to a $1,000 gift card. Call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. Or visit LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
The 4th is free. In celebration of Independence Day, Ruby Gordon Furniture says free. Free delivery, free financing for 18 months, and a wonderful free gift just for coming in. That's right. Stop what you're doing and get into Ruby Gordon Furniture for some of the lowest prices of the year on some of the best names in furniture like Broyhill, Lane, King Coil, Simmons, savings in every department. But the sale ends Saturday at 9 p.m. Stop thinking about a new sofa. Now is the time, and the delivery's free. Do you remember the Lane gorgeous soft leather sectional? It's been marked down 33%, and it's yours with no interest for 18 months with approved credit. Ruby Gordon Furniture, serving Rochester for over 66 years, is having an Independence Day celebration. Free delivery, free financing for 18 months, and a free gift that you'll use all year long. Ruby Gordon Furniture, savings as much as 65% off some clearance items now through Saturday. That's Ruby Gordon, 3737 West Henrietta Road. Ruby Gordon, Rochester's furniture store.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
Listen to the Wham Morning News for the Good Samaritan Vehicle, a service of Monroe Muffler Break-In Service and News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Sound Bites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
And despite the fact that contact is not a verb, we're back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Craig Scheller.
And this is Sound Bites. We've got an answer to the trivia. We've got we've talked about everything else. So I guess it's just back to the phones. Tom from Rochester on the line. Welcome, Tom. What's your question? Tom, are you there?
I am here. Thanks
Can
for taking my call.
Now? My pleasure.
Hey, I have a question on your favorite subject.
Four.
My computer at work and my girlfriend's computer at home have ME on it.
Step away from the microphone. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm now in stereo. I know. But you know what? We went over an hour with an hour and a half we went without a single question.
We can save you, Tom.
We can save you.
Does that stand for monkey excrement?
That's exactly what it stands for,
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah, I thought so.
Many errors.
Many errors,
monkey,
yeah.
Monkey excrement. But we can do an intervention here, Tom. What's your problem?
Well, I'm thinking of upgrading, which is good.
Yeah. That is very good.
What's the reality of just following the upgrade versus wiping the hard drive? Would be going to...
The
XP
easiest
professional
and simplest
at work.
For you folks would probably be just do the upgrades.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, ME is different enough that it will, in fact, put in a new version of the registry and all the other new files. But back up all your data twice. Because nobody can promise you that an upgrade will go perfectly.
You know, if you've got a CD burner in that machine?
The one at work. The one at her house doesn't. Okay, but she has Roadrunner, and I could email stuff out.
Perfect.
Or just back it up to disk. Or
FTP it if she's got an account somewhere.
Yep.
And just get it off there, you know, the Outlook and that, if she does that. And then just go ahead and do the upgrades. How much memory is in the machines?
My one at work has 256, and hers does too. So
I'd take those up to 512K.
Okay.
It's going to cost you a nickel these days.
Yeah, it's dirt cheap, under $50 for 256. Matter of fact, you can get 512 for around $50.
That's more than a nickel.
Yeah.
All right,
but
compared to what it used to be?
Yeah.
But the big thing that you will see is Windows XP will use all that memory that you throw at it, and it moves. It unlike the old Windows where, 120 or 256, you really saw a little difference. XP, you actually see it because it converts the files from NTFS, from FAT32 to NTFS FAT.
Well, I'll give it a try.
Yeah, make sure you back everything up because you never know.
Mm-hmm.
But 99.9% of the time, upgrading from ME to 2000 will work to XP will work perfectly and give you no trouble.
And you'll be happier with it.
Yeah, and the fewer people on ME, Dave's now writing down two more check marks on his anti-ME calendar.
Does he do some kind of follow-up? Am I being tracked?
No. We're just happy for you.
This
is a good thing.
We will be checking to make sure that you do it. So, you know, we don't have to do a, big rescue later on down the road.
Although, I don't know why you want people to upgrade from ME. The more people on ME, the more work you have.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You move to XP and you'll be happy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's also, out of all the operating systems to work on, the most frustrating because trying to find patches and corrections for it.
That's right.
Oh, aren't there?
That's right. That's exactly right. We're going to go to Brockport now, Brockport, New York, and we'll be talking to Jim. Welcome, Jim. What's your question?
Hey, guys. I want to talk about just for a second about XP, upgrading an XP. I've got upgrading to XP.
Mm-hmm. From?
I've got an HP Pavilion with 98 SE on it that I've kept upgraded.
Yep.
And I'm trying to upgrade to XP Professional. I've got 300 plus K RAM.
Mm-hmm. 384
meg. Yeah, RAM. And I keep getting an error that says my setup API.dll is corrupt. Reinstall it and try again.
Is this a new clean install?
No.
You're trying to upgrade?
It's an upgrade, yeah.
Yeah, the problem is not with XP, I think, but with 98SE. Well,
okay.
This is a slightly misleading problem. It could be the problem with there are three places the problem could be occurring. It could be the CD itself with a scratch on it. It could be memory. And it could be the hard drive.
One thing, though, Jim, when you're going through this update, you know, when it starts to go through and it'll say check the web for any updates.
Right.
Do you have it do that?
Yes.
And does it find any?
It has never reported any to me.
And does it give you a list of the compatibility issues?
It's never done that either.
Because it should check to verify whether all the components in your machine are compatible with XP.
Now, there is an option on there to check for compatibility, and I've done that.
I would have it try doing that because you might find that it's having an issue.
He did do that.
No, he said there is a button there, and he hasn't done it.
And I have done that.
Oh, you have?
And it doesn't tell me anything that would be an issue to the point that I would think it would cause problems.
Let me suggest the same thing I suggested to someone earlier. First run scan disk in thorough mode to check the hard drive.
Right.
Bless you.
Thank you.
And secondly, go to memtest86.com, download the memory tester, and let that run for 24, 48, or whatever hours it is. That will test your memory And how fast is your machine?
I want to say 133.
Okay. I want to say that, too.
Wait a minute.
But that won't be right. 133 might be the speed of the memory. How fast is your processor? 700 meg, 900 meg, 600 meg?
Hertz.
1.2 gigahertz.
That I don't know.
Okay. At any rate, try those things first. Memtest 86 and scan disk on your hard drive, because if those don't work, then the problem may well be a corrupted XP disk. Look to see if there are any scratches on it. That's the best I can tell you right off the top of my head, but that's where I would start. We're done for another week. I want to thank everybody who called in. I want to apologize to everybody to whom we did not get. We will be back. Call in early and often next week, because we will be back here next Saturday, 12:20 p.m. with Dave Enright and either Craig Scheller or Rob Linton. I'm not sure who. Probably Rob. Yes?
But they also have to, if they're free this Wednesday night at 6:30, Brighton Town Hall in the library conference room, to come and see us. We'll be there talking, and it's open to the public.
For WHAM, 1180.com, I'm Nick Francesco, living in the past. See you next week.